The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham. Read by Derek Jacobi. The mole had been working very hard all morning, spring cleaning his little home. First with brooms, then with dusters, then with a brush and a pail of whitewash, till he had dust in his eyes, splashes of whitewash all over his black fur, an aching back and weary arms. It was small wonder that he suddenly flung down his brush, said, "Bother!" and "Hang spring cleaning!" and bolted out of the house. He made for a steep little tunnel, and he scratched and scrabbled with his paws, muttering, "Up we go!" till at last, pop! His snout came out into the sunlight, and he found himself rolling in a great meadow. "This is fine!" he said. "This is better than whitewashing." The sunshine struck hot on his fur, soft breezes caressed his brow, and the carol of birds fell on his dulled hearing like a shout. Jumping off all his four legs at once, in the delight of spring without its cleaning, he pursued his way across the meadow till he reached the edge of a full-fed river. Never in his life had he seen a river before. All was a shake and shiver, glints and gleams and sparkles, rustle and swirl and bubble. Mole was bewitched. He sat on the bank while the river chattered on to him. A dark hole in the bank opposite caught his eye. Something bright seemed to twinkle down in the heart of it like a tiny star. Then it winked at him, and so declared itself to be an eye. A small face began to grow up round it, a brown little face with whiskers.